In the depths of a secret chamber at the Louvre, in the year 1589, a man stood before a mirror. His expression filled with a quiet satisfaction he could never show in public. His hands, slender and meticulously groomed, adjusted the folds of a silk dress embroidered with golden thread. The low, daring neckline exposed a smooth, powdered chest dusted with the finest French rice powder. Strings of pearls hung around his neck, delicate earrings dangled from his ears, and a lavish blonde wig crowned his head. Rouge on the cheeks completed the transformation. In that fleeting, precious moment, Henry III, King of France, ceased to exist. In his place stood a mysterious, elegant, and captivating woman, the secret creation of his deepest and most forbidden desires. This was the hidden truth of one of Europe's most powerful monarchs. For decades, the King of France maintained a private feminine identity known only to a trusted few. While ruling a kingdom torn apart by religious wars and plagued by political betrayal, Henry found solace only when he could shed his royal armor and dress as he truly wished. But how did the last king of the Valois line become the most enigmatic and controversial monarch in French history? And why did his enemies use his personal preferences to destroy his reputation so completely that even today, few know the real story of this extraordinary king? Our story begins on September 19, 1551, at the Palace of Fontainebleau. A boy named Alexandre-Édouard de France was born, the fourth son of King Henry II and the formidable Queen Catherine de' Medici. From the earliest days, the young prince, who would one day be known as Henry III, stood apart from his brothers. While his older sibling Charles showed an early interest in warfare and military strategy, and François loved hunting and the physical activities expected of noblemen, Alexandre-Édouard was drawn elsewhere. He preferred the refined company of the court ladies, fascinated by their elegant dresses, glittering jewels, and cultured conversations about poetry, literature, and art. Catherine de' Medici, his sharp-minded and politically shrewd mother, noticed his unique traits quickly. Unlike what was expected of a prince in the 16th century, Alexandre showed no interest in traditionally masculine pastimes. He despised hunting, thought fencing was brutal and unsophisticated, and would rather discuss Italian sonnets or watch the maids arranging the palace's chambers than learn to wield a sword. At first, Catherine attempted to correct his behavior by assigning stricter tutors, but soon she realized it was wise.